नमस्कार, SBS हिंदी से मैं हूँ प्रीति जब्बल। 1983 यानी कि 1983 में कपिल देव जी की अगुवाई में अंडरडॉग समझी जा रही भारतीय क्रिकेट टीम ने लगातार दो बार की चैंपियन वेस्टइंडीज को फाइनल में हराया। हम में से कई लोगों ने उस ऐतिहासिक क्षण को देखा है और उससे जुड़ी कई यादें हैं। अब उन्हीं यादों को एक बार फिर से पर्दे पर ताजा करते हुए कबीर खान की बायोपिक 83 रिलीज हो रही है। फिल्म की हाल ही में स्क्रीनिंग रखी गई और फिल्म को कपिल देव जी ने अपनी सारी टीम के साथ मिलकर देखा। क्या ये फिल्म भी इतिहास बनाएगी, ये तो वक्त ही बताएगा, लेकिन इतिहास की गलियों से वर्तमान तक का सफर और अपनी नई फिल्म पर प्रतिक्रिया देने के लिए आज SBS हिंदी पर हमारे साथ जुड़े हैं द हरियाणा हरिकेन कपिल देव जी। SBS हिंदी पर आपका स्वागत है कपिल जी, कैसे हैं आप?
जी बिल्कुल ठीक है, थैंक यू, शुक्रिया, मेहरबानी।
कपिल जी, हमने सुना है कि आपने 83 फिल्म देख ली है और इस कहानी के सबसे करीब आप और आपकी टीम है, तो पहली बार इस फिल्म को पर्दे पर देखने का अनुभव कैसा रहा और आपने इस फिल्म में सबसे ज्यादा क्या पसंद किया?
ऐसा तो कुछ नहीं, जब आपको कोई चीज अच्छी लगती है तो उसमें सबसे ज्यादा या कम नहीं होता। बहुत बढ़िया लगा कि हम अपने आप सबको स्क्रीन पर देख पाए और टीम के साथ बैठकर मूवी देखी, बहुत ही अच्छा लगा। और इतने प्यार से और इतने मेहनत से ये मूवी बनाई है, शायद ये कहना उचित होगा कि जितनी हमने मेहनत की थी 83 में, उससे भी ज्यादा इन बच्चों ने या इन एक्टर्स ने मेहनत की।
कपिल जी, क्या रोमी जी भी आपके साथ पिक्चर देखने गई थी, तो उनको कैसी लगी पिक्चर, खासकर दीपिका पादुकोण का रोल?
जी हम इकट्ठे बैठ के मूवी देख रहे थे, ज्यादा चर्चा नहीं कर पाए क्योंकि इतने लोग साथ में थे। हाँ, मेरी तो आंखें नम थी काफी, मैं भावुक हो उठा, लेकिन उनसे अभी उठकर बात करूंगा। अभी वो सो रहे थे क्योंकि रात को 2 बज गए थे हम वापस आते आते।
अच्छा।
इसलिए अभी मेरी उनसे पूरी चर्चा नहीं हुई है और आपसे उससे जल्दी चर्चा हो गई, तो हाँ शायद उनको अच्छा लगा, मैं यही कह सकता हूँ, लेकिन किसी के मन को क्या कहना बहुत मुश्किल है। जी बहुत ही बढ़िया मूवी है और बहुत ही प्यार से और इत्मीनान से बनाई है ये मूवी, बहुत मेहनत की है, यही कह सकते हैं।
जी कपिल जी, आपकी बिटिया आम्या देव ने भी इस फिल्म के बनाते वक्त बतौर असिस्टेंट प्रोड्यूसर मेहनत की है, फिल्म को वास्तविक रूप देने में उनका क्या योगदान रहा?
तो वही बता सकती है, मैं किसी के बारे में नहीं बता सकता, इतना जरूर जानता हूँ कि उन्होंने बहुत मेहनत की कबीर के साथ रह के, क्योंकि जब पहली बार वो चर्चा हुई कि उन्होंने बोला कि डैड मैंने आपको खेलते हुए नहीं देखा, और कैन आई रीलिव योर लाइफ, आई थिंक दैट वाज द मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल वर्ड आई एवर हर्ड फ्रॉम हर, एंड आई सेड यस इट्स योर लाइफ इफ यू वांट टू, एंड आफ्टर दैट शी हेल्प कबीर खान, और शायद मेरे से वो हर बार यही पूछती है, डैड आर यू हैप्पी, आप खुश हो? मैंने कहा आपकी खुशी में ही मेरी खुशी है, तो बड़ा अच्छा लगा कि वो इतनी हैप्पी और खुश है इस मूवी के साथ जुड़कर।
तो रोमी जी और आमिया से हम अलग बात करेंगे, आज आपसे बात करते हैं। कपिल जी, आपकी सबसे शानदार पारी थी जिम्बाब्वे के खिलाफ, जब आपने नाबाद 175 रन बनाए थे, लेकिन BBC की स्ट्राइक की वजह से वो मैच टेलीकास्ट नहीं हो पाया था। अब 83 फिल्म में उस मैच को देखकर आपको क्या लगता है, क्या उससे सही तरीके से फिल्माया गया, एंड हाउ क्लोज टू रियलिटी वॉज दिस आइकॉनिक मोमेंट, हाउ हैज दैट बीन कैप्चर्ड इन दिस फिल्म?
हाँ, मैं ये कह सकता हूँ कि जब फिल्म बनाते हैं वो अपने तरीके से देखते हैं। देखिए 95% मैं कह सकता हूँ हमें लगा कि रूबरू हम वही चीज़ देख रहे हैं, बाकी फिल्म वाले अपने तरीके से देखते हैं, लेकिन 38 साल के बाद हमने देखा कि हाँ कुछ ऐसा ही माहौल था उस दिन जब ये मूवी चल रहे उस दिन जब मैच चल रहा था।
Kapil ji, now I'll ask a few questions in English so it can be shared widely with our audience. Kapil ji, we know that Ranveer spent time with you in preparation for the role and he's been very vocal about his experience. How was your experience with him? Aapka tajurba kaisa raha?
It was very nice to see that he come over to my house and stayed with us for 2 weeks. He was capturing the mannerism and the way we live our life, the way I talk. I think his outlook was totally different than what I had. It was great to see him at our house. And we are simply very disciplined people at home. And he was filmy people, are filmy people. They lived slightly differently. I would say it was great experience to see a star, film star, a person so close, and seeing him, what the dedication, hard work they put into this movie, and he was trying to capture each and everything of mine.
Kapil ji, you and your 83 team have watched the film together, and you would be the best judge of its authenticity. So if I was to ask for some constructive criticism on the film, what would that be?
Look, you can, if you want to be criticize anything, you can criticize anything. But I think when you're a positive person, I'm a positive person, I don't look at the negative side. I say, what a wonderful job they have done that. My respect for the film industry has gone tenfold high because I feel it's not easy. We used to say, so what, to keep on giving great take and to get the best out of that. But the hard work they put into this movie was unparalleled. Whatever I seen, every day, 6 to 8 hours on the ground to keep on practicing, trying to come close to what we did in 83, and they want to look like us. That was a very big challenge. And I think they done it so nicely and so close to our everybody's I could say body and mannerism, everything was par excellent.
You're right, it was fun to watch. Jo chokke chakke lag rahe the, bahut maza aa raha tha usko dekh. Kapil ji, what happened in cricket post 1983? What is the most significant change you see from then to now in the game?
I think self-belief among the young sports people have changed. That what it shows in the movie, I would say, people start believing, yes, we can also achieve. We were a bunch of people who just want to have fun and play. I would say that self-belief have gone very, very high after this movie.
But on that note, Kapil ji, test matches these days get over in literally 3 to 4 days at max. What does that tell you?
Because they become positive. And I think over the years, the sports have changed. And they start believing, because it's not the similar type of cricket what they used to play 30, 40 years back. Just stay there, not to be entertainer. Not today's cricketer, a totally entertainer, and that is a great thing.
What about women's cricket? How have you been following the Indian team, and what are your thoughts about their game?
Not so closely, but I think, yes, when we see whatever we see on television, and it's great to see the women cricket have come so close to everybody. The people, spectator make the game bigger. And I think when we see a woman cricketer are playing on the television, and we keep on watching them, and that's what is the most important thing. And yes, in our country now, the women are doing well. They are playing, and people who love the game, they are watching their cricket, and that's the change, I would say, now.
And it's a positive change. Kapil ji, what is the relevance of the film for the new generation? We've covered the women cricket, but what about the new generation? What do you want kids today to know about the World Cup in 1983?
Just want to say, if you have a passion just to play and enjoy yourself, passion is the biggest thing in this movie. One can look into that and they can say, yes, it gives impression that a bunch of boys who have a passion to play and self-belief change, and that's what it happens.
That's so true. And going back to 1983, I've heard that there was like literally 1,500 rupees as match fees was paid to Team India at that point of time. And how much money were Indian players actually awarded during the 1983 World Cup, if you don't mind me asking?
I think that's not relevant. You know, the time was different. Even 1 rupee was good enough. You know, when you represent your country, that's more important. Yes, everybody like to see extra money in their pocket, but at that time, it wasn't relevant to look into the money side. Yes, today's cricketer making millions and billions, we feel very proud. Mm. But I think at that time, we didn't think. We just said, if we can have enough money to look after ourselves, that's big enough. Yes, for any human being, it's not my team. Is whatever the money they get, it's not enough. And that's how the human race is all about.
And Kapil ji, speaking of millions of dollars, you were among the first few to become brand ambassadors and endorse, promote products other than play cricket. So in today's world, what is your opinion now in terms of the commercialization of the game?
Well, I think the world is changed and it's changing. Why not? If the administration can get so much money in the television rights sell for so much, why not? The player should be part and parcel of that. So that's the way I look at it. I thought people give the money to watch players to play, and a part of that should definitely goes to the player, because they have only 10 to 15 years maximum to give to this game, and after that they don't know nothing about, you know, about the life, how they want to survive themselves. Perhaps in Australia, England or America, that side, the country worked totally different. And our country is totally different. So you want to earn in 10 years or 7 years or 15 years to live your life.
Kapil ji, we've spoken about the movie, we've spoken about the World Cup, but now we'll talk about you. Being an all-rounder, are you more proud of your bowling stars or your batting stats?
Oh, I was always a bowler. When I played my first-class cricket, I batted number 11. So batting was, I would say, bonus to me. But I was played my cricket when I started as a bowler. So that was always close to me. But people loved my batting also, which I'm God is kind.
Yeah, people love you as well, Kapil ji. And Kapil ji, I know your golf has also been amazing. And at one stage, your handicap was 1. How is that going nowadays?
I don't get enough time. Honestly, love to play, but don't get enough time. Whenever I get time, I play, I enjoy myself. I wouldn't say 1, but yes, I can play 3, 4, 5, round about that whenever I get a chance.
Well, that's pretty amazing as well. So if not golf, how about politics? The natural progression for some cricketers and actors has been politics. What are your plans?
Oh, I just want to live and enjoy myself, and that's it. Not every cricketer should go to the politics. Politics is a very different game. Somebody have to, you know, think differently. And I'm happy whatever I'm doing, little bit of work, business, and that's what I survive myself. Oh, I want to say to everybody, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and stay safe. That's all. The world is going through a rough time, but we have to pull through that. This is a difficult time. And I want to say, love you all. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.